Dame Emily Smith, born 1835, died 1914. Her sapphire eyes, alabaster complexion, finely chiseled profile, and hair spun like gold led her being called the loveliest woman in the west of England. Greville is said to have begun an affair with his cousin Emily shortly after she married the much older George Edwards. After his death, Emily married Greville Smith, but while some claimed she continued a secret love affair with the Prince of Wales, which had started some time earlier, this is very doubtful. As was the fashion of the time, Emily engaged in refined acts of charity, and the convalescent home for distressed gentlewomen she established at Hill House, under the direction of her close friend Miss Helen Daw, received mention in the polite society periodicals of the day. Emily increased her contributions to local schools, choir outings, friendly societies, church restoration, Salvation Army treats, the Long Ashton Poor, hospitals, the unemployed and workhouses, but her expenditure on the good life increased also. Grander, imposing Scottish castles with shooting rights were rented at huge expense, with bills for damages such as smashed furniture alluding to the hedonism or indifference of tenants too rich to care. Emily is said not to have been the sort of person to inspire affection, even among her closest servants. Her lady's maid of many years, Agnes Watson, said, quote, "If I had my life over again, I wouldn't dream of taking service with Lady Smith. Most nights I was up till the early hours, waiting for her to come home from the theater, ball, or some other function. She was very fond of the gentlemen, and loved gaiety in every form. She knew she was beautiful, and insisted on being accorded foremost place at all grand receptions and public functions." Sylvia, Emily's granddaughter, affectionately called her Gangan. They had strong affection for each other, and Emily called Sylvia my little jewel. After 1910, Emily rarely enjoyed good health and was often confined for days to a wheelchair. Until her eyesight failed, Emily found comfort in embroidery and completed 3 panels of a large mahogany screen showing, in the central panel, the south front of Ashton Court across an ocean of rose beds, and in the side wings, oblique views of the same from left and right. This work of consummate skill and artistry went to Mrs. Hazel Cavendish, wife of Esme's grandson, Greville Cavendish. Anton Bantock's account of Emily's legacy is conflicted with both contempt and admiration. Emily Smith was quite an ordinary person, narrow-minded and provincial, conscious of her position and expecting others to keep theirs. She was not over-endowed with humor, and her tastes were decidedly commonplace, if not a little vulgar. She could be intolerant and high-handed with her servants, and yet the legend of her beauty, her lovers, her seduction of even the Prince of Wales, comes across the years with all the force of a lesser Helen of Troy. The impression of bountiful charm and gracious living outlived her and the great house where she held sway. It is a tribute to her extraordinary demeanor that, after all the glories have passed away, her name should survive in the popular imagination. Emily's death was met with shock and sorrow, with people sensing that the passing of the great lady of Long Ashton was not just the death of a patron and benefactor, it was the passing of an age. Today, the legend of the great lady of Ashton Court has faded. Even the small Southfield playground bearing her name, on the site of the Dean Lane Colliery, is now known to the young as the Deaner, and few know who Dame Emily was. The story goes, she donated the derelict colliery site to the city for a playground, having been told that the local children were found playing amongst the ruins after it closed in 1906.